With more on the situation in Lyman County, we're joined now by Lyman County Sheriff Steve Manger. Sheriff Manger, welcome to the program. Our thoughts are certainly with you and the people being affected in your part of the state right now. And it sounds like you're personally being affected as well.
Yes, sir, I am. Thanks for getting in touch with me. Right now, the Medicine Creek is flooding extremely bad. All the way through the county, as well as the White River and all the tributaries that are streams that are usually dry this time of year are busting at the seams.
This has to put kind of a burden on the county because emergency management, I'm sure your road department, your office, of course, all involved in trying to keep citizens safe mostly, but also working to try to get things back to normal. What are some of the things you're able to do for the people in places like Presho and Kennebec and throughout the county?
A lot of things that we're doing is I've got deputies out surveying the damage, so on and so forth, as well as our emergency manager is out and about today as well, too. So hopefully there's going to be some relief there through FEMA, and I don't know if there's any programs that due to flood, you know, that will help with the FSA portion to some of the farmers and ranchers that's they're losing out on a lot of pasture land. And I'm looking at my fence right now, and it's all gone too. So hopefully we can find some relief with that. I know my one of my deputies actually rescued a couple who were camping at Lake Byrie recreational area. The waters had came up so fast that he had just enough time to get in, load them up, and get them out. They had to leave their motorhome there, which is now flooded, but at least we've got those guys to safety.
Yeah, absolutely. The flooding in Lyman County, was it bad already prior to the rains that you received last night into this morning, or were these rains just something that made a bad situation worse?
You know, the Medicine has flooded about three times already this year.
Oh.
And they hadn't had the chance to fix roads and get everything back up to snuff from the last flood we had, which was actually last week, Wednesday of last week. So with this rain come down, with our ground saturated the way it is, I mean, it made a bad situation a lot worse.
Is this an area that's prone to flooding, or is this year kind of a one-off for that area?
You know, usually in the springtime of the year, the creek will raise out of its banks, as well as the White River, too. You know, and those who live along it kind of expect a little bit of flooding. But this year here is this is the worst flooding I have ever seen in my life, right here in along the Medicine Creek.
Yeah, and you may have heard the forecast for days ahead here. Are you able to prepare for additional flooding should it occur? What kind of preparations is your office able to make?
Right now, we're going to continue warning the public, keeping an eye on it, and that's kind of our stance right now. To be honest with you, I'm still flooded into my home right now, so we've got probably about 2 to 3 foot of water going over the county road and the bridge at the end of my driveway. So,
and we should reiterate too that the Lyman County has advised no travel on all county roads. Is that correct?
That's correct. I was able to actually sneak out on my four wheeler the other day and see some of the damage just to the north of my place, but where these draws and everything are running across the roads there. They're washing some roads out pretty deep. I know there's another place there by Kennebec where the end walls of the bridge is washed out. It only looks like there's about maybe a foot of water going across the road, but We're trying to keep people off of those because we don't want people driving into a deep hole. We don't know what's underneath that water.
Mm-hmm. Was the county pretty much in the same condition as many of our other counties here in South Dakota after the winter we had, where just this rough, bad winter really created havoc on county roads? Were your roads pretty much in that same situation?
Yeah, the county guys have been battling since, gosh, when that first snowstorm, actually trying to keep things together. And yeah, our roads are, they're definitely seeing the wear and tear of Mother Nature right now.
Yeah, Steve Manger is the Lyman County Sheriff. He's our guest right now on In the Moment. What about resources for the citizens of Lyman County? Where can you direct them for assistance, or even at the top of the list, just for safety?
Right now, we don't have any shelters open. We tell people if they need something, you know, call 911 right away and we'll get to them. We've got game fishing parks standing by with some flat bottom boats. If the event should rise, that we need those. And that's kind of where we're at the moment, I guess.
All right. Well, it's good to hear the rest of your department is able to get out, and I hope you're able to get out as well from your situation at your home as soon as possible and get things receded up there. Steve Manger, once again, Lyman County Sheriff. Again, our thoughts with you and the folks of Lyman Jones Counties. Take care, and we'll visit again sometime.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, sir.